As I lay there, eyes closed, face stiff with dirt, mouth hanging open, Uncle took his pipe in his hand and leant forward on his straw bale. "You're about beat, young man," he said, with deep satisfaction. "Well, I've never seen Mr. Broomfield beat, but he's had a lot of experience, and what's more, he's strong, really strong. That's one man you couldn't tire." Rage flooded through me like a draught of strong spirit. The right thing to do, of course, would be to get up, tip the bucket of bloody water over Uncle's head, run down the hill, and drive away. Away from Yorkshire, from Uncle, from the Dinsdales, from this cow. Instead, I clenched my teeth, braced my legs, and pushed with everything I had. And with a sensation of disbelief, I felt my noose slide over the sharp little incisor teeth and into the calf's mouth. Gingerly muttering a prayer, I pulled on the thin rope with my left hand and felt the slipknot tighten. I had hold of that lower jaw. At last, I could start doing something. "Now hold this rope, Mr. Dinsdale, and just keep a gentle tension on it. I'm going to repel the calf, and if you pull steadily at the same time, the head ought to come round."
"What if the rope comes off?"
asked Uncle, hopefully. I didn't answer. I put my hand in against the calf's shoulder and began to push against the cow's contractions. I felt the small body moving away from me. "Now, a steady pull, Mr. Dinsdale, without jerking." And to myself, "Oh God, don't let it slip off." The head was coming round. I could feel the neck straightening against my arm, then the ear touched my elbow. I let go the shoulder and grabbed the little muzzle. Keeping the teeth away from the vaginal wall with my hand, I guided the head till it was resting where it should be, on the forelimbs. Quickly I extended the noose till it reached behind the ears. "Now, pull on the head as she strains."